Well, I had everything. Money, multiple relationships with different beautiful women all at the same time. But I was so empty. It's like the more I had, the less I was. Then Jesus came in my life and changed everything.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution. God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show, where we're going to talk to real people who had real problems but found answers in a real God. Lately, we've been talking about why some men need multiple partners in their lives and why some men become womanizers. It really is terrible when you hear a woman discover that her man is also the man for other women. Some are left wondering, how could a man do this? In our last show, we had Antonio Francis describe to us how he lived this very lifestyle of being a womanizer, selling drugs and using them in order to gain financial power and prowess. Then he lived his dream of having multiple relationships. He described the reality of that lifestyle. He described that his friends were always egging him on and that it was all about who could get the most beautiful woman and the most women all at the same time. It was like a competition. It was full of peer pressure. And today he's going to talk about the emptiness of it all. Antonio, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Antonio, it's great having you back, man. And it's really interesting because you were talking about how people were pushing you into this lifestyle, almost like treating women as if they're more like objects. Is that right?
That's right.
So when you were doing that, did you ever run into a problem where one found out about the other? I mean, like, how did they feel during this process? Could they tell that you saw them that way? Or to them, were they like, oh my gosh, this guy's totally in love with me? Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, it's like they felt like this guy's falling in love with me. But at the end of the day, they also knew that I was dealing with multiple women at the same time.
Wow.
It would always be like a situation where a woman come into my life and I tell her how it is. Like, you know, I'm dealing with different women. But when you have sex with a woman and when y'all have that encounter, the woman is the receivers. So, of course, they're going to catch emotions. They're going to catch feelings, even if they tell you they're not. So when you don't have the same emotions for them, of course, they get their heart broken, you know. And I just was emotionless when it came down to hurting these women.
Really?
Think about it now. It's just bothersome for me to even talk about it. But, you know.
I know. I'm sorry. But that's good, though. But back then, you didn't feel any remorse, right? It was kind of like eating a meal, getting up and leaving.
Yep.
Wow. And then the girl was left behind with all of the emotions to deal with on her own.
Yeah.
Now tell me, how did you find that this lifestyle was so empty?
I just knew it was so empty because I had these multiple women. You know, I was selling drugs, I was making money. But it's like when I'm around them, I feel something. But when I'm by myself and I'm alone, I just feel so empty and so abandoned on the inside. I just felt like so lifeless. I just knew something was missing, but I did not never knew what it was.
Oh, so how did you discover what it was?
I discovered what it was through trial and tribulation when I was on my way to commit that murder. And also before I almost committed that murder, my mom had a friend and they got in an altercation. The woman told my mom, she said, I'm going to the witch.
Oh,
you're going to lose your kids, your house and your car. So the woman put voodoo on my mom. My mom lost her kids. We all separated. She lost her car and the house that we lived in. It started raining in my room, so we had to move out.
Oh.
So I moved with my homeboys and they was all murderers. But I came up with the money to get us a place to stay. And when we moved to the other side of town. Well, I wasn't around none of my friends. I was on the side of town where I didn't know nobody. So God got me by myself. And that's where he was able to get my attention. And I started reading my Bible. I just found a love for my Bible. And I just had something else to stand for now.
Wow. But how did you discover Jesus Christ? Like, did someone tell you about the Lord? Did you have an encounter with him on your own? What happened?
Well, when I was a kid, ever since I was born, up until the time I was about 6 or 7 years old, every night, my mom would get me and my brother on our knees and pray with us. We would pray Psalm 23. We would pray Matthew chapter 6, the Our Father prayer.
Yeah.
And then when I was 9 years old, I had a big cousin. He was in the streets and all that. But then he changed his life all of a sudden, gave his life to Jesus. And I told him, I said, cuz, I want to give my life to the Lord.
Oh.
So when I was 9, he led me to Christ, and I felt like God put a hook in my mouth, and he always pulled me back to him.
Mm. So there was a time, basically, when you felt so empty, you decided to go back to the Lord Jesus Christ. You decided to truly give up your life and follow him. So how did coming to know Christ change the old womanizing ways?
When I came to know Christ, I felt like I was going to die. So when I gave my life to the Lord, I felt like I had a reason to live. And that reason to live, I didn't want to jeopardize it. I didn't want to mess up my walk with Christ. So I said, I'm going to stay celibate. I had went like a year and a half without having sex. Then I ended up getting married.
Oh, wow. No kidding. So basically, it changed it. And you decided to follow traditional values. You decided to just go back to, instead of womanizing, truly commit to a woman, the opposite. Now, can you describe the depth of detail to compare why living a pure life in Christ is better than having the dream life that most rap stars are rapping about today? Because you had them both. How could you tell a young man or a young woman to say, hey, a pure life in Christ is better?
So a pure life in Christ is way better because, first of all, you don't have all these soul ties with all these different people. If you have sex with a woman that's dealing with suicidal thoughts, you never have suicidal thoughts. All of a sudden, now you having suicidal thoughts. If you out here having sex with two women at one time, because that's a fantasy for a lot of men, you're a masculine man, but all of a sudden, you having homosexual thoughts because you're dealing with homosexual spirits.
Oh, crazy. Interesting.
So walking with Christ and waiting on that one woman, it balances out your life because one woman is enough. That one right woman help you balance your life because she's a helper. Anything you come into her life with, a woman is wired to multiply. If you give them groceries, they're going to make a meal. You give them a house, they're going to make it a home. But when you got all these different women, you got to stretch out all your time. You might be able to get this one an hour. Now you got to leave her and call the other one. Now you got to call the other one when you leave. That's just too much.
It's crazy, huh? There's no peace. I get it. That's so good. Now, how did you walk away from drugs and like selling drugs? Using drugs after you came to know Christ as your savior doesn't usually work.
So I'm going to tell you how I walked away from it. I walked away from it because I've always been creative my whole life. I met these two brothers. I had a friend that got murdered and I went to go get a shirt with his picture on it, like a rest in peace shirt.
Yeah.
Back then, I thought everybody that died went to heaven, which is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I went and I saw these two brothers make the shirt. So I said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make t-shirts. So I bought my first t-shirt press and I stopped selling drugs. That was my way out of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I started making clothes for people and money started coming in. God started providing. And I'm still doing it to this day. I have a business in Atlanta, Georgia called Gift Box Custom. We do screen print, all that. So that was my way out of the streets and it's still sustaining me to this day.
That's amazing. So to get away from it, you still have the selling. You're still selling stuff. You replaced it with something clean. And I understand that you even sell like Christian clothing.
Yes.
Your passion for Christ came so much that it kind of became the motto for your business today. Is that right?
That's right.
Man, that's awesome. Now, let me ask you a question. I understand that you dealt with depression before you got saved. Like you said, you're kind of at the very bottom. How did getting saved change that for you?
So I was dealing with depression before I gave my life to the Lord. My whole room was black. Everything, the rug, the curtain on the window, and I kept the curtain on the window so no light shined in. But when I came to Christ and he shined that light in my life, I hate to be in the dark now. It's not cool because the light live in me. And it's like when I gave my life to the Lord, the light rose up in me, showed me. Now I am the light because it said, you're the light of the world. Sitting on the top of a hill cannot be hidden.
You know, that really paints a huge picture there. I'm seeing it, Antonio, because before with all the women, you said that there was demons involved with all of that, which some people would say, wait, hold on. But then if you were trapped in a black room with no light, it's almost like you're hiding. And though you didn't feel bad, deep inside, you did feel bad, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So you were hiding from something. And then when you came to know the Lord, I understand you experienced the forgiveness of Christ. What was that like?
Man, now that same cousin who led me to Christ when I was 9, I called him on the phone. I wasn't at no church. No one propelled me to come to Christ. God himself got my attention. Now I'm in Orlando, Florida. The cousin was way in Alabama. I called him. I say, cuz, do I got to be in church to get my life to the Lord? No, he said, we can do it right now. Cuz led me to Christ. And it's like after cuz led me to Christ, I felt that I had a reason to live. I was not going to die no more. I knew that my future is secured. I don't got to worry about dying. I can prosper with Christ now, without having to look over my shoulders no more from stuff I did in the past. Man, I love the Lord.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing.
Amazing.
Antonio, thanks so much for sharing with us today. It's amazing how God truly changed your life. It really is amazing that you're changing lives now instead of destroying lives. Man, it's amazing what God has done in your life. Thanks so much for joining us. It truly has been a blessing for a lot of listeners.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Amen. Hey, give me a moment. I'll be right back to talk deeper into this subject right after the short break.
Did you know that just $10 a month can reach up to 1,000 more listeners to our show, where their lives can be inspired and transformed by the power of the gospel? We need your help. We are a nonprofit ministry, and we need your support today. Let me tell you how God is using this show to touch so many hearts. We often hear how someone was just driving in their car, heard our show, and related to someone's story, and God touched their heart. They received Jesus into their life that day. You can donate to our ministry through our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com, where you can make a one-time donation or make a monthly commitment. You can also support us by getting our merch through our website. You can buy t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, mugs, and more. Every donation helps, whether it's $3 a month or $100 a month. Thank you so much for your support and prayers. Now back to the show.
More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? I think Antonio really learned that having more and wanting everything that he had equaled having less. Something inside of him was telling him that all that was heartless and meaningless, and he wanted something real instead. And he found what he was looking for in the love of Jesus Christ. God changed his life so much that he was a dangerous man to many women, but now he's living for Christ, waiting for what the true design of marriage is supposed to be. True meaning, true love. Yes, there is such thing, beloved, as true love, because God is love, not covetousness. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verses 15, and he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, that one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. You see, this means that the meaning of life isn't how many partners you can have or how much money you can have. Antonio found that out. Life is deeper, beloved. God made your life. God made you with a deeper purpose, a deeper meaning. Every day God has meaning for your life. Are you catching it? That's the question. Are you seeing the greater picture? Maybe you thought your life was just about attaining things and attaining happiness, but now you realize, no, it's much deeper than that. Lord God, give us revelation. Help us to understand that you created us for so much more. Help us to know you, Lord Jesus. And for the person who's saying, I don't know, God. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what the plan for my life is. All I know is I'm really unhappy. If that's you, Lord Jesus, we pray. Lord Jesus, we repent of chasing this life on this world. We come to you, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Hope you're blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
If you need prayer, please send us a text at 877-325-8030. That's 877-325-8030. See you next time.